When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where was a garden, into which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often resorted there with his disciples. Judas then, having taken a detachment of soldiers and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all the things that were happening to him, went forth and said to them, "Who are you looking for?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am." Judas also, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When therefore he said to them, "I am," they went backward and fell to the ground. Again therefore he asked them, "Who are you looking for?" They said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the word might be fulfilled which he spoke, 'Of those whom you have given me, I have lost none.'" Simon Peter, therefore, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Jesus, therefore, said to Peter, "Put the sword into its sheath. The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not surely drink it?" So the detachment, the commanding officer, and the officers of the Jews seized Jesus and bound him, and led him to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who advised the Jews that it was expedient that one man should perish for the people. Simon Peter followed Jesus, as did another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and entered in with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter was standing at the door outside. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to her who kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then the maid who kept the door said to Peter, "Are you also one of this man's disciples?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and the officers were standing there, having made a fire of coals, for it was cold. They were warming themselves. Peter was with them, standing and warming himself.